What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Wake and Grind podcast. You already know, it's Johnny Garcia here trying to go ahead and send you some positive vibes this morning. Going back to the foundation of why we started this show here was with the intention of helping you understand how to make the most of your 24 hours so you could essentially wake up, grind, and put yourself in a better position by the end of the day. You know, you only get 24 hours. And it's all dictated upon how you use those 24 hours to help you transcend yourself, not only mentally, but physically, health-wise, and spiritually. A lot of us seem to overlook the fact that Corona has given us more freedom than ever before. It has given you more time than ever before. And it has given you more responsibility than ever before. As I sat here today and I was thinking about it, I was like, how many people do I really know that are working hard right now? You know, very few people have jobs. Those that have them are grateful for them. Some are not. Some are just taking it for granted, complaining that they got to keep working. And on the other hand, I see those people who are so grateful for those opportunities that they just work harder than they've ever worked. My parents being one of those individuals, you know. My mom has kept her job. My dad has lost his job. The idea that a time like this could happen, it's mind-blowing. But it's put me in a position to go ahead and step up to see if I really got what it takes to be who I think I am. That's all this is about. Are you who you think you are? And can you prove to the world that you are that individual that can surpass anything put in front of you? That's how this all started for me. You know, I had to make a decision going into 2020 because, you know, my mind was clean, clear on what I wanted to do. I was set. I was going to become a world champion for calisthenics. I had my gym. I was going to blow it up. We were going to go ahead and transition to a new spot. A lot of good, you know, objectives and goals that we had set out for ourselves. But then the Rona hit us and it shook us up. And it forced me to go ahead and take my entire business online. And it taught me that nothing is guaranteed except what you do with your 24 hours when you are given those 24 hours. And if you don't have today written out yesterday, last night, then when you wake up, you're going to feel lost. You're going to feel like, well, what do I do with this gift of 24 hours? Well, that's the problem. You didn't realize that you were going to be here tomorrow. Or yesterday. And if you didn't realize that you were going to be here today, yesterday, then that means that you didn't plan ahead yesterday. So today, you're playing catch up. And that's where it all starts. A lot of people don't realize, but I follow certain rules. I have certain guidelines, certain rituals, and more than anything, certain celebrations that I try to go ahead and celebrate each month. You know, some people celebrate their birthdays. Some people celebrate, you know, their anniversaries. It doesn't mean that I don't. It just means that I find things in each month that I should celebrate. You know, and let's be honest, the only true source of life are the planetary bodies above our head. And if you don't understand how the planetary bodies above your head have a significant role in the way that you perform daily, then you are holding yourself back from maximum potential. And you have to know that to give anything but your best is to sacrifice the gift. Which is why you need to research how do the cosmos influence your daily energy levels. It's just that simple. If you knew that, you'd be able to go ahead and put yourself on the edge of greatness daily. And it all starts with, what did you do last night to prepare yourself today? Because let me tell you, last night, I'm over here writing on my notebook trying to figure out how is it that I'm going to serve the world better. You know, that question never leaves my mind. Currently, I'm drawing up a blueprint to help people get paid to work out. A lot of people think I'm crazy, man. It's okay. I sold the idea to the right people. I'm building the right team. I'm learning the skills needed to launch this into the world. And I promise you, before the year's over, this will be available for everybody. it all happens in stages. It all happens in phases. But all you have to worry about is the fact that somebody is working hard to make this a reality. And if that excites you, well, send some comments this way. Tell me what you want to see out of it. You know, engage with me, because that's what this is all about. I'm not just putting my voice out there for you to be able to just tune in and take from me. I'm hoping that we can build a relationship. And it all starts with how you perceive the content that I create. Nobody controls me, but I listen to everyone around me. Whether I choose to follow their opinions, listen to their opinions, or transform my game plan because of their opinions, that's completely up to me. But the most important thing is that if we don't listen to those around us, we don't understand how to solve the problems of the people around us. And that's what this is all about. We all have problems. We are all looking for solutions. And those individuals who can put their own personal problems to the side in order to help the world are the ones who could see the world clearly and listen to the world clearly. But what it really takes is an individual having the ability to feed themselves and then be able to take care of other people's problems. Think about that for a second. Most people aren't ready for that. Most people aren't ready to go ahead and give up their personal needs for the service of others. So I want to remind you that you have to find a way to dominate your 24 hours. To figure out how you can earn enough in your 24 hours so that you can take care of business for yourself, so that you can be financially stable, so that your peace of mind is strong, so that if ever came a time you could provide for others who can't provide for themselves. But if your energy is so abundant that you can't help but just give it away because you have so much, hey, that's the right thing to do, because humanity needs more people like that. Humanity needs more people willing to fight for others. And I hope that through this podcast you can learn to realize that. That what you do in your 24 hours, there's two different types of rewards. One is what you do for others. You get a feeling of dopamine. We call it bliss. Then there's the other side of things, where you give your knowledge to somebody and you finally find that you are useful for something, whether it's to open up somebody's eyes to the reality of something, or whether you realize that your problems in the past have only been a blueprint for others to walk through so that they can avoid that problem. But that's exactly it. You have to see yourself as a solution to somebody else's problems, because there's so many people coming up after you that are going to face the same life problems. How do I feed myself? How do I challenge myself to become a better person? How do I become a better partner? And how do I become a more trustworthy person? Every single person will encounter these issues. There is no way you can go to the marketplace and have the opportunity to earn somebody's trust if you haven't developed yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually. You see, if somebody's walking up to me, wants to do business with me, and does not look like they're in shape, I immediately have to question their utilization of their 24 hours. And that's the thing, you know. If you have somebody who doesn't know how to utilize their 24 hours efficiently to constantly promote their best self within them, hey, look, man, I have nothing against you. But let me just put it this way. I can tell that there is a gap in your education that needs to be filled, because if there's a reason that you're not taking care of yourself, there's a reason you're not bringing your best self to the rest of the world. And that's what we're here to discuss. Being able to be okay with that. Being able to understand that no matter how much money you spend in your education or on your education, it doesn't matter how much money you spend on yourself. The truth is, your physique tells it all. if you tell me you're an athlete for years, but your physique is slumpy and it's just weak, wimpy, I'm not judging you, but I'm telling you, there's something that you don't understand about the human body. Because if you have used your time for sweating or maintenance or developing your strength and your physique does not resemble it, then you understood partly or part of the equation, not the entire equation. You see, somebody who understands how to work out, feed themselves, do maintenance, and release all emotional baggage will display it in a way where their physique speaks volumes. So, think about that. How many people do you know that display confidence through their physique and their words and their leverage of time so that they can give others the time that they need to be heard? And that's it. You need to become one of those people. You need to be someone who has time to listen to other people's problems, who has financial stability enough to be able to take time out of your day and energy and money out of your bank account to solve other people's problems. And if you could do so, the amount of impact you will have on your community will be far greater than whatever you could amount by working for somebody else. Learning how to become dependent, learning how to become ambitious enough to have enough for yourself and then some for the rest. That's the key here. And so whatever it takes for you to do that, do it. If you have a hard time getting there, ask me, I got you. All I've done for the past 10 years is find a way to develop myself to basically, instead of spending 3 hours at the gym every day like I used to when I was in high school and when I was in college, because it was a requirement in order to build mental discipline and awareness that the body is key. The body is the key to breaking down the mind to listen. You see, a lot of people want to go ahead and take control of their mind, but they don't take control of their body. And the only way to access your mind, I'm talking about the real identity within yourself, I'm talking about the brain that controls your mental states, that's the lever, the switch. It can only be accessed once you've pummeled your body into the ground and then you ask it to do some more work. Because you see, the body will quit, the mind won't. If you know what you want so clearly, the body will follow. And I gotta leave you with that, because there's nothing more honest than that statement. When you know what you want so clearly, the body will follow, the body will move, the body will listen. Because to live with sight but no vision is the greatest sin against yourself. But to live with sight and clear vision is the greatest gift you could ever give yourself. So think about it, work on it, and I hope you find it. Because at the end of the day, you get one chance to be about your life.